Today, everyone, and for this episode, we have the CEO of Ayana, Mr. Miko Perez. Hi, Miko.
Hi, Janet.
Miko, I'm sure that I noticed that you're one of the few entities na talagang lilo, no? And for the benefit of our viewers, can you tell us more about Ayana?
Okay. Well, for one thing, yes, we're a technology and new media company. We focus on transactions. Sort of our 30-second elevator pitch is we enable secure, reliable, and convenient transactions for online and mobile communities. We've been very quiet. We've been sort of operating in stealth mode. We've spent the past couple of years developing products and platforms. And in the past 6 months, actually, we've launched several products. And our business model really is we work with partners, with existing communities. While we're building our own communities, we're working with other media or telecommunications companies that have their own communities on a private label basis. So that's why you don't hear about us, but we're very active. But we don't put our name out there. We do have our own brands on the internet. I can tell share more about them later.
Okay. Yeah. As a content provider, I mean, you're one of the earlier content providers where anyone who wants to launch a service, they have to work with telco companies. And usually, if I recall correctly, the revenue sharing arrangement then was something like 70-30. If you're lucky, you can get a 60-40 or a 50-50.
Yeah.
And later on, we noticed that the telcos also have started building their own content provider entities or CP, where any third party will now have to deal with them directly.
Right.
And they say that because of the setup, a lot also of the CPs somehow eased out of that market segment and started focusing on something else. How about you? How did you handle that change in the landscape of how the telcos work with the content providers?
Well, yes, actually, there's been a big transition. There's a big sort of shake-up in the mobile content industry in the Philippines. You're very much correct. There's been a consolidation. A lot of the marginal players have gone out of the business. Both telcos have made acquisitions to sort of build up their own content and sort of application development teams. I used to work for a company called Chica, which has been acquired by PLDT. So I know sort of those developments quite well. How we've managed to do it is we've focused on things that are not necessarily just purely dependent on obtaining revenues from a revenue share with the operator. Mm-hmm. So we have diversified our revenue base. There are three channels of revenues that we currently derive from. One is, I call it the online channel, where mm-hmm. we actually derive revenues from internet users, no?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Consumers on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
The other source of revenue is what I call our channels. So we actually work with brick and mortar partners or even individuals and sort of web enable through a cloud-based system their businesses so that we actually partake of their revenues mm-hmm. even if they're delivered offline, but we use online and mobile tools to help them deliver their services.
So does that mean, like, if for example, if I am a merchant and I partner with you, that means you will provide me with a solution that will allow my buyers to transact online and order online, and you get a certain percentage of the gross income?
You're absolutely correct, Janet. One of our partners actually is the big one, the SM Group. We work very closely with SM through their subsidiary, which is Sodexo Philippines, and we launched a service called the SM Electronic GC, which we have launched on our own web storefront, but are also launching on other web storefronts globally through Overseas Filipinos to allow overseas Filipinos to purchase electronic GCs of mm-hmm. SM, and that they can send it to their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delivered electronically and fulfilled electronically. So it's bad news for the courier companies, but it's good news for the telcos because we're using the telcos to deliver the electronic GCs. That's one service that we have launched with SM Group, and we're launching with other merchants in the Philippines. So that's one channel. And then the third channel, we still have a mobile business where we partake of a revenue share with an operator. So that's still a substantial portion of our business, and we're not planning to withdraw from that business entirely. We maintain a very strong engagement with the three operators in the Philippines and even in other countries, because we believe that in the end, it's all converging. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've really prepared for the past 3 years, is the convergence of online and mobile. We're seeing it now. We're preparing our company for those developments, and so we've been preparing for convergence. I mean, it's been talked about for a long time, but I think it's happening already now, and I think I believe we're ready for it.
What do you think is triggering convergence now in the country? I mean, what technologies have come out to the point that you personally is very excited about it? Of course, that is with a biased perspective.
Of course, yeah.
But what technologies that have come out recently that really excites you, that somehow you believe that this is it? I think 2011 is the year. Do you think that? Well, of course, I think so.
You know, 10 years ago, they were talking about 3G and all the great things that you can sort of do once you have a fat pipe to the phone. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was 10 years ago. I had less white hair then. Finally, I do think that 10 years later, it's really around the corner. Uh-huh. And it's not going to be driven by 3G. It's also driven by the ubiquity of broadband wireless connectivity, Wi-Fi. Kahit wala pa yung WiMAX, wala pa yung LTE na yan. Wi-Fi is there, and I think that's enough. That's one trend. I think data connectivity is the key enabler of this convergence that we're discussing. Number two, lower device costs that are of smart devices. So I'm not talking about the Apple, I'm talking about Android in particular. I think that's going to be a key driver. I predict by this time, by December of 2011, we'll probably have Android smartphones that are less than 5,000 pesos. So I think that's the trends there. You know about Moore's Law. So as we ride the cost curve, the cost of the device will go down. And I think there's going to be a big sort of a war. I call it the smartphone wars between Apple, Google, Windows with Windows 7, and also Nokia with Symbian, and BlackBerry with their own smartphone devices. Going back, connectivity is important. Mm-hmm. Cost of the device is important. Thirdly, of course, applications. And that's, I think, if you...
Ayan na naman tayo, killer app na naman.
Exactly. Okay. And in fact, that's what's happening. Basically, I think 2010 was the year of the mobile application. Diba?
But have you seen any locally made applications that somehow catching up on this convergence model?
My friends, my former colleagues at Chica, they have an iPhone client, a native client on the iPhone. And I know they're working very hard to build one on Android as well. So I think that's one. Communication, of course, is always going to be a killer app. We got Skype, you got Yahoo. Mm-hmm. Chica's doing their own thing. As you're asking me about local companies, no? Obviously, we'd like to think that we'll be in one of those that are among the top 10 that will hopefully be on the forefront of this convergence. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. What's very interesting to look at is, I think, the convergence of social buying. Mm-hmm. Social commerce was another big thing for 2010. And I think it's starting to happen in the Philippines. Medyo yun na nga yung sagot gulaman business ngayon, di ba? Sa dami ng mga social
nakikita
buying.
Nakikita ko sa Facebook, ang daming ads.
Hindi ko nga mabilang. Every day may bago naglo-launch . Obviously, that's gonna be like yung typical internet bubble. After a while, a lot of them will be killed, di ba?
So are you saying that if we're gonna look into applications that have convergence rollout potential for 2011, social buying would be one of them?
Social buying will evolve. I think there's a lot of interesting things going on with hyper-local services, with location-based services. Obviously, the new smartphones can use GPS and cell-assisted location-based services. There's an Indonesian company that was purchased by Yahoo called Coprol, which is very interesting. Obviously, Foursquare's there.
Do you see a potential for any locally made location-based services also?
I'm sure. Obviously, if it's very, if I think for hyper-local services, definitely local players have an edge over the big guys, right? Even Groupon, they come in, unless they have a very strong local partner, it's very hard to compete with a local entrenched player, right? So I think there'll be local players that will emerge that will succeed. Whether they can export the business overseas, that's always sort of the big challenge. That's the challenge we faced at Chica at that point. I mean, Chica became the 800-pound gorilla when it came to messaging, instant messaging in the Philippines, but to export it overseas, then, for example, in China, ang kalaban was Tencent. No, I'm sure you know about QQ Tencent, and it's very hard to break into that market now. So,
if you can give three things or three items for consideration that enterprises have to consider when embracing a rollout of convergence applications, what are they?
First, discoverability. So you got to figure out discoverability. It's no longer just a question of SEO or link building. Discoverability is key. You may have products on the net or on mobile devices, but if people can't find them, that's the first thing that they have to worry about. Second, user experience. I think these are all basics of internet marketing and internet commerce. You got to figure out the user experience. You got to figure out how to make it easy for people to purchase your product, especially if it's a physical product. Two other things. One is security, and one is fulfillment. The statistics is that there's already 20 million Facebook users in the Philippines. We're among the top five in the world, which is actually quite encouraging. But in terms of online commerce and the use of credit cards are still very low because of security. A lot of things need to happen, improvement there. Some of the things will have to depend on our government. But so any enterprise that wants to participate in this industry needs to figure it out. Security and how to obtain the collect the cash. Fulfillment is obviously the biggest problem. The last mile will always be a problem. That's why we've been very encouraged by our success with SM, with the electronic GC, because we've figured out how to solve at least part of the last mile problem.
What can we expect from Ayana this year and also from you?
For Ayana, we're hoping to launch, let's see, we have three, in this quarter alone, we're hoping to launch three major services, which hopefully will make a big splash in the market. We have been wanting to explore export our services to other countries. So we're going to be doing that hopefully this year. And hopefully by the end of the year, have some kind of critical mass that will allow us to sort of either go to the big board or maybe we have shareholders that have very high expectations of us. So we hope that by the end of this year, we will reach a certain level of success that to make us sort of become a player that can be taken seriously, not just in the Philippines, but in the region and hopefully even in Silicon Valley, where it's a little tougher.
Yeah. Okay. So, thank you very much, Miko, and all the best to your endeavors.
Thank you very much, Janet.